Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, does Dak Prescott want to be here? 877-881-1053. And, you know, we kicked this around just a little bit yesterday off air. And I know it is a seemingly simplistic question, but there's a couple of things that go into this for me. Obviously, contract deadline to get a long-term deal done yesterday as opposed to tomorrow, as opposed to just playing on the franchise tag. But then there's the idea that, like, you know, Pat Mahomes just signed the 10-year contract, and Sean Sharif said on the morning show that his source told him that Dak wouldn't sign that deal. And then you get that he wants the 4-year deal versus the 5-year deal. And I get that it's about, like, maximizing your money and everything like that. But when you hear some of the numbers thrown around that maybe the Cowboys have already offered him, I get to the point where I'm like, does he want to be here? Is he just trying to maximize his value regardless of what the team is? Is he trying to make up for being drafted in the 4th round? All of which he obviously absolutely has the right to do. But I also want my quarterback to want to be here when he's leading this team. Is this a fair question, and do you think he wants to be here?
I think it's a fair question for sure. And I don't think we've ever heard anything other than he wants to be the, from him at least, that he wants to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. I've never heard him say, I want all the money. I've heard him say, that's what I let my agents do. That's why I hired my agents, so that they can take care of that side, so that they can tell me and they can guide me to the best negotiating point with somebody, because I'm not an expert at negotiating NFL contracts. I'm a quarterback. I'm good at playing quarterback. So if they're going to work with me to get the best money, I hired them to do that, and that's what I'm going to let them do.
Right.
And that. But my problem is, my question there, Kevin, is because it appears, well, and when you hear, well, he wouldn't even sign a 10-year deal. When you hear that, it makes you feel like, well, but hold on. The image is that you want to be this guy. Well, that's not him as much as it is the guys that are working for him. And so, but the people you associate yourself with, you become associated with that. And because the agency that he has hired is known for being very cutthroat with this stuff, it is, hey, I hired them to do the job, but I'm going to be sacrificed with the people not feeling that I don't want to be part of their team, or feeling that I am greedy, or feeling that I am undeserved. And therefore, whatever image he has, and I think Dak really cares about his image. Really, I mean, look at all the companies that he's been able to get with and how high quality they are. I think he cares about his image. Look at whenever somebody gets in trouble around him, how he tries to distance himself from it. I think his image is going to take a hit because – Kevin, it looks like he doesn't want to be here because he's letting his agency do all that work.
I do think he wants to be here, but I don't think he's married to only wanting to be a Cowboy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Do you care about that then? Because maybe that's okay. Where I'm at.
So I don't, but, you know, I mean, we all have different perspectives. I love the Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers, Dallas Mavericks, and Dallas Stars. Like, those are the teams that I hope win championships the most, because this is where I grew up. This is who I root for. But I also have the perspective of playing for 6 different major league organizations and not really, like, having much loyalty towards, like, a baseball team, just because I know that when they kind of don't want you, that's it, and you have to move on and find another team. And so I think for Dak Prescott, I don't feel like that he is leaving or screwing over a championship team. Like, okay, the Michael Irvin cut that we might have to play on this, Michael was on a championship Cowboys team. It was a lot tougher to leave a team that was in a possible dynasty situation. Like, if you leave and go to Miami, you're leaving to go to a worse team that probably won't win. And so for Dak, he doesn't have that on him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. I want to get to some of the feedback. And I, look, this is fair from the 469, and I'll respond to why I don't get caught up in this part as much. Look, y'all, teams aren't loyal to players. Ask Romo and Dez. They're about their money. Why shouldn't players be any different? I don't disagree with that at all. It's just I cheer for the team more than specifically I cheer for the player. And so I think that's why I don't get caught up in that part of it. From the 8-1,
so you root for the laundry then, Kevin?
I will never agree to that phrasing.
Mike, would you agree that Kevin cheers for the team, therefore he roots for the laundry?
Do you think Kevin is more? Answer yes.
You think Kevin is more partial to like the dryer or the washer?
Probably dryer. The dryer, because that's closer to everything being done and folded.
100% true. From the 817. But the agents work for him. If he wants it to be done, he has to talk to his people. And I saw a couple of people say that, and that's what I think, but I don't think that's what all players think. And at the end of the day, like, he's perfectly fine with getting all of the money that he wants. And from the 972, and this is where I guess this is the crux of what my question gets to. I've questioned for a long time if he really cares whether or not he is here. And what I'm curious about to go along with that is how many people have shifted their philosophy. You know, we talked about that for just a minute, and RJ is like, all the people who think Dak doesn't want to be here didn't like Dak to begin with. I don't think that that is factually accurate, because I am somebody who liked Dak to begin with, and now I'm starting to kind of wonder if he cares about being here or if he cares about maximizing his contractual value, which, again, is his perfectly his right. But I'm starting to wonder about that, and I was never a Dak hater. Corey and I supported Dak from the very beginning when everyone was like, well, you couldn't leave him in there ahead of Romo, and we're like, why not? If they're winning games, of course you would. And so I support Dak, and I wonder if he's losing fans during this process and if that matters to him, if he is image obsessed. Or not obsessed, but like image interested.
I don't think he's image obsessed, but I think he does care about his image. He's a great guy. I mean, I don't know him, like know him. So I always, when I say that, I'm always like, gosh, should I say that? Because I really don't know Dak. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's very few people that we really know, that you listening really know, you know, and that we really know. But it seems like Dak is a great person who really cares about people and then tries his best at almost everything he does from what I, you know, get. At the same time, Dak is just doing what he needs to do. I can turn it around. If you're getting really mad at Dak for this, do you get really mad at the team, the Cowboys, for charging you $75 to $200 to park? If you want season tickets, you're not allowed to buy season tickets without first just giving them $25,000 to $100,000 just for the right to buy a season ticket, which you'll never get back the rest of your life. Like, I mean, I get it. If you're going to get mad at him, are you mad at the Cowboys? Because, I mean, they put in a lot of stipulations where it's like, we don't care about you. We care about how much money you give us.
Oh, and I, just for the record, I absolutely believe the Cowboys mostly don't care about me or the other fans. I'm not disputing that at all.
I guess if you're that mad at Dak, I would say, are you also that mad at the Dallas Cowboys for the way that they treat us? And I'm not saying they can treat us any other way. The way that, you know, you're a multi-billionaire is by making sure you get every ounce from everybody that cares about your product.
Go ahead.
And I was kind of curious, when do you think this changed? When do you think Dak changed to contract mode? Because it was June of 2018 that he changed to Todd France. And that he moved from the agent that he had with right out of Mississippi State to this. So he'd been with this guy, and then that loyalty obviously changes because Todd France and his company see, hey, we know that Jerry Jones has lots of money to work with, and we know that you're on the rise, and once Jerry falls in love with you, you know, that's the pitch that they were probably giving him. When Jerry falls in love with you, he doesn't want you to go anywhere. They want to keep you. Whenever the Cowboys retain somebody, they retain them because they think somebody else is going to try and get them, right? They're like, yeah. Oh, man, we love this guy. We want to keep him around. So it was 2018, June of 2018 when this started. But, Kevin, I don't think last year I saw a different quarterback than I saw the first 2 years in regards of the personality, the leadership, and the approach to the game. He still looked like he worked hard. So those are the qualities you want from your quarterback, right? Why do people get upset whenever the money comes into play? Well, because that money's in the way of you actually caring about the team the same way I care for the team.
From the 907, I love Dak, have his jersey, called him my favorite player on the current team, but he's lost a lot of my support now. From the 682, it's a business. It's time for him to get paid. He's outperformed his contract for 3 years. Now, that's a really interesting point because I definitely, if I'm Dak Prescott and his agent, I see the appeal of that. Unfortunately, the logic goes in sports in general, and then especially in the NFL, is you never pay backwards. You always pay forward. So if you're looking to make that money up, and maybe that's what he's doing right now, the Cowboys would be stupid to do that. Because if you're the Cowboys, like, you couldn't win when you outperform. Because, of course, he outperformed his contract by 1,000,000,000%. He outperformed his contract, and you still couldn't win. So now if you're overpaying him, what chance do you have to win? And now that's the team's fault. They haven't been able to put together a winning product around him. That's not Dak's fault. But if you're the team, at the end of the day, he outperformed his contract last year and they were 8-8. You know, like, you have to kind of look at it from that perspective as well. And so if he's being offered...
And so they fired their entire coaching staff because they thought that was the problem, right?
And do you think then that from the Cowboys' perspective, that's why they... Because yes... Do you think that's why they've taken such a hard line? Because they're like, I need to see what happens this year, and then if it works out, then they'll give him whatever the hell he wants.
I do. I think that they feel like, look, we're still troubleshooting this thing. We're still trying to figure out if it was actually Jason Garrett, and you were talented enough to be there. And that's why when, you know, like Mike Fisher asked the question, how much does Mike McCarthy's opinion matter in this whole thing? I do wonder. I do wonder if Mike McCarthy told them when he sat down for the job interview, I think I can win with him. Or if he was like, look, there are still some question marks. I want to see how it goes. And if this is still a trial basis for a quarterback, that Jerry Jones kept coming in and asking the question during meetings last year, do we think this is our guy? He kept doing that in meetings last year. He would come in, talk to the coaches, and ask the same question. I don't know that sounds like a guy that's fully committed to spending all the money, more than just a guy that's like, hey, I think we can get by for 4 years.
But if you believe that's the case, like, that's a very striking indictment on your team, right? Because the idea of, okay, you have to wait another year to figure out if this guy's capable of doing it with the different coaching staff tells me that you can't figure out a way to evaluate a player without every single variable isolated, which is, going to happen enough in football for you to be able to do that, which then I'm wondering about your talent evaluation all the way across the board.
Is that not the case with the Cowboys' history with quarterbacks over, quite frankly, the last 20 years? Like, they lucked into Romo, and they were going to move on from him, and then a set of events got him to the starting point. And then they wanted to start Kellen Moore, not Dak. And then another, like, legitimate actual break put Dak in that instance. They have shown that they are very poor at evaluating quarterbacks. And so you probably.
And so then if that's the case, then you're talking about the idea of paying forward and, like, you can't afford to overpay. But the problem is, like, in the situation that we're talking about, right, like, we've put in this situation where now we are questioning the quarterback evaluation skills of the Cowboys. You have one that's good. At that point, like, how much leverage do you have to go, no, we can't afford to overpay? Because how much do you believe yourself to go and find another one?
I don't think they do have leverage because, as Bassick brought out, like, what's going to happen if this, at the point he'll be, what, 28, 29, that he would be a legitimate 28, a legitimate free agent who people think is a top 10 quarterback. He's going to get paid an insane amount of money.
I can't wait for that. That's what I'm really hoping, just to see what happens. And if I was the agent right now with about 24 hours to go, I'd say, look, it's fine if you don't want to agree to our deal. We've already signed the franchise tag. But this deal's not going to be on the table. The one that we are telling you that here it is, here's our deal, we'll do this deal. After this 24 hours is over and my quarterback goes out and has an injury-free season and hopefully has a great season, we believe he will, we're not signing another contract. We did it. We made it to the second franchise tag. I'm signing that next franchise tag for $38 million approximately, and I am going to become a true free agent as a premium quarterback. You guys set up things that would never happen in the NFL, and my guy's going to get to that. Let's see if we get 5 years for $250 million in the open market, because there's a possibility that that's available.
I'm seeing a lot of texts like this, and I think Dak is a genuinely nice person, but you see this from the 214, his demands supersede his ability. From the 907, I'm over Dak. If he doesn't want to be here, then see ya. From the 214, I used to love Dak. Now he can go kick rocks, good expression, and get his money elsewhere. And so I see a lot of people that I don't think we're all Dak haters to begin with. Some of them, sure, I absolutely believe that. But I wonder, like, what percentage of people will be all gung-ho for Dak Prescott if and when he gets this massive deal? And what percentage will, like, as soon as he throws that first awesome touchdown pass, then they'll be like, I loved him all along.
And that's what I was saying, is, like, if you get to a point where, like, we're still in the midst of this dispute, right? It's tough to evaluate here. You talk about rooting for the laundry. Ultimately, once he... You know, if that is the case, once he signs, people will go back to rooting for the laundry, as Corey says. So, like, I don't know why you would can even worry so much about that, that aspect of it.
And I know we got to go to break, but right now we're a week away approximately from baseball starting. Are you not going to watch baseball? If you like baseball, I get if you don't like it, you're not going to watch it. If you like baseball, you're like, well, I'm not watching Thursday night because they went through a really tough negotiating dispute a month ago. I think you're going to be like, baseball's on. I'm all in. This is a 60-game season, man. This is drama at its highest. Wouldn't you be more like that? So I'm assuming it'll be the same with Dak. Once this all gets done or not done, once he takes the field as a Cowboy, you're going to be rooting your butt off for Dak to be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.